This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Today we honor the life of the publisher of the Carolina Times, Durham's black newspaper. Kenneth Edmonds died on Saturday at the age of 66. His passing brings attention to a pillar of North Carolina's African American communities. At its founding, the Carolina Times informed and fueled anti-segregation and black labor movements in the state. Kenny Edmonds carried the family's paper's mission into the 21st century, managing a news outlet for, by, and about black North Carolinians, covering issues often left out of the mainstream white-owned press. To tell us more about his life and legacy, I want to welcome Andre Van back to the program. Andre was a personal friend of Kenny Edmonds and is the archivist for the North Carolina Central University. Andre, welcome back. And my condolences. I know that you were close friends with Kenny, so please accept my condolences.
Yes, thank you so much, Frank. And thank you for helping to sort of shine a light and help him tell a little bit more about his life. We're so thankful for that.
Well, he was an important member to our whole community and certainly a great loss for all of us, but particularly African-American communities where that paper is so important. Take us back to Kenneth's childhood.
Yes, Kenneth, first, he born in 1953, grew up with two parents who were educators, Mr. Woodrow Edmonds and Miss, of course, Vivian Austin Edmonds, who were educators, but yet grew up in a much wider and larger family with his grandparents, Mr. Lewis and Stella Austin. And so he had these early remembrances of what Durham was like as he sort of moved about the town with his grandfather, who was editor, of course, Lewis Austin, editor of the Carolina Times. And I think that had a very tremendous impact on his life because it gave him a window into the world in which he saw. You know, they were somewhat privileged because they had their own bosses and their own owners. And yet they had a chance to see every day what that work was like. And so I think he really carried that on when he decided to take over that editorship after his mother, and understood, I think, very clearly the very essential work and tie in that his paper had with the community at large. And,
well,
and that's kind of important.
And he started working for that paper at the age of what, 4 or 5?
Yes, at the age of 4 or 5, at the same time that his mother also, you know, as I think his son said it best, he had printer's ink under his nail. And that is so accurate, that is so true. Because every little job from, as they call the keeper of the keys, on down to first learning in the journalistic style of how to craft an obituary, which, as you know, is one of the last times that someone gets to tell someone's story, on down to that sense of reluctancy, you know, when the opportunity comes after his mother's ill to take over the paper and to move it to that next generation and continue that continuity. And that reluctancy turned into what I think was his life mission and passion, which was to help tell the story of the community, especially African American community, and all of his works and facets.
Yeah, that's interesting because, as you point out, you know, he was reluctant to take over the paper. He'd worked for it on and off, certainly at an early age. His mother was doing a lot of the work. She became ill. Talk about that reluctance and that decision finally to come back and take on the paper.
Yes, yes. Well, Miss Edmonds, you know, experienced in the 80s a little health challenge and setback. And so it fell upon Kenneth to sort of take on the paper and what he called, you know, the day to day. And he thought was going to be just for, you know, just a few months. And I'm sure, you know, she'll be back in place. And so what happened, she needed a little further assistance there, and so he recognized that that duty, that was a shift and that a change, you know, had come under her supervision, of course. And he was quite pleased to have those blessings from her because she stayed right there with him even until the end, even after her years of editorship was over. She was right there with him. You can find her, as I used to find her there, along with him working there, and so. That says a lot about, you know, the idea of a small family shop of those working together understanding the necessity and importance of telling these community stories that otherwise may not be told in other venues.
Well, tell us more about that, because that ultimately, as you suggest here, is the reason that he went from not maybe wanting to do this to a sense of responsibility. How important is that paper? How important was it to the community?
The Carolina Times, or as we call it in the community, the Times, is by far and has been one of the most effective and important newspapers that we have found so necessary in the African American community, not just in Durham, but all throughout the state of North Carolina, with the secession of all three editors. And so as a result of that, I told folks, those of us here in Durham, we, I think, were quite happy, and we just assumed that the Carolina Times and Kenneth Edmonds would be here forever. And so, therefore, you know, much like making sausage, you know, we were not concerned with the in-between, what happens to make the sausage. We wanted the end product. Well, the sausage was long hours, a crew of maybe about three, photography, moving about, and the business side of that as well, and then working with community organizations. And so that's the hard work. And I told folks, look, I got tired just writing all that and saying all that about his life. So I imagine what it was like for him to do the work.
Well, what happens now?
What happens now is that, I think there's a great deal of interest, and I think his son, understands, the history and the legacy and the story. I hope is that someone will come along and possibly have an opportunity maybe to help continue that legacy and that story. And I'm sure his son Christian will be possibly open to possibly, we don't know, to entertaining that. But that's a right left unto him. So but our hope is that someone will come forward and work to tell the story in a different way, possibly. In a new venue, possibly, but that story is important and so very necessary, I think, for this community here in Durham.
Andre Vann is North Carolina Central's archivist. Andre, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for helping tell this story.